But I'm looking in the book of Hosea. Book of Hosea, if you've got your Bibles. Chapter number 2. Hosea chapter number 2. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 6 tonight. The Bible said, "Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband. For then was it better with me than now. For then was it better with me than now." Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way and just ask the Lord to help us tonight? Precious God of heaven, I need you to stand by my side for a little while, Lord, tonight. I need the Holy Ghost to anoint my lips and help me to preach the word of the Lord. God, I'd like to see some soul, Lord, touched tonight. Someone praying and seeking you. Somebody saved tonight. Would you help us in Jesus' name? Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I like to have a title and something to kind of rally around, but I don't know if I'll be able to stick with it that close, but I'll try. But I want to preach here where the scripture said, "For then was it better than, better with me than now. For then was it better with me than now." And that's what I want to preach on. For then was it better with me than now. Praise God. The story here in the book of Hosea, if you've read through this book, is just a few chapters long. And it tells about how God, the basis of the book is God's great love for a country that had turned away from him. It talks of the idolatry and of the whoredom and how they had turned after other gods, turned their back on the true and living God. And I tell you, there is nothing as sad as backsliding. There's nothing as terrible. It's bad to be lost. And it's sad to see people that's been raised that didn't know the Lord, that maybe never has been to church or never been around church. And that is a sad situation. But if there's anything that could be anything worse, then that would be somebody that has tasted of the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody that has known what it means to have a relationship with the Lord and feel His presence and know His Spirit and then turn away from that, amen, and go out of church and out into the world. Now, I know a lot of denominational churches preach and teach in eternal security. They teach that once someone is saved, if they can never be lost. But I believe I've studied the book long enough to tell you, amen, that if you continue in sin, amen, you're going to end up being lost for all eternity. Amen. It's not that anybody can pluck you out of His hand. But when you turn your back willingly and walk away from God, it's almost like a dog returning to his vomit and like an old sow returning to the mire and the wallowing again. To be a backslider, to walk out of church, to walk away from God, one that loved you and cared for you so much. Well, in this text, the Lord deals with Hosea, and He tells him, "I want to use you to illustrate my love for this country." And He says, "I want you to go down to there and find a woman of the house there of whoredom," it says, to go down. And so he did, and he finds this woman by the name of Gomer. Amen. She was a woman that by reading and gleaning in the scriptures, a woman of not of a good report. Her life was probably wrecked by sin. She'd probably been with several men. She'd probably experienced the sins of that day. If they had drugs, if they had something to drink to make you, amen, drunk, I'm sure she had experienced every bit of that and went to the depths of it. But the Lord dealt, amen, with him, said, take a wife of this land. And so he goes down and he finds Gomer, amen, in all of her sin and all of her brokenness. Amen, no doubt she had shed tears many times. Do you remember what it was like before you ever got saved? Do you remember the tears that you shed? Do you remember the nights, amen, of fear? Do you remember the torment of that sin brought into your life? Amen. Well, one day he comes and he rescues her from all of that. Amen. He comes into her life and takes her to be his wife. Amen. God begins to bless their home. And three children is born to them according to the scriptures. Can you picture this situation? Amen. She's came out of gross sin. And now she's found a man that will love her. She's found a home. Amen. With a good solid roof on it that doesn't leak. Walls that keep the wind from blowing in. She's found food spread out on the table and in the pantry. She's found everything she needed. She opens her closet and finds clothes to put on her back and finds provisions for her children. And she begins to raise those children up. Amen. With a great loving home. I can just see it in my mind. But all of a sudden, you have to excuse my voice. I screamed so much last night. Trying to preach without a mic till it's kind of hoarse tonight. Amen. But, amen. I just see the situation, but all of a sudden something gets a hold of her. And all of a sudden she starts thinking about that far country. She starts, I don't know if she saw something that reminded her of something in that far country, but for some reason something was so strong drawing her out of the house of God. Out of that home. I mean, it's got to be a strong pull to make a mother walk away from three children. It's got to be a strong pull to make a woman walk out of a good home and a good church and go in the direction of sin. Amen. Sometimes, amen, I tell you that almighty dollar, amen, is what pulls people out. They get to looking at that dollar and they say, you know, I believe it'd be better for me to work on Sunday and make a little overtime than to go to church. I always told my people, amen, it's better for you to go to church and let somebody else get the overtime. It's better for you to tell your, you know, your boss, hey, I'm a church-going family, and we believe in being in the house of God. Amen. I don't want your overtime. I don't want your money, but I want my family in church. But so many people took the dollar and said, I'd rather have the dollar. Amen. I'd rather run after, amen, something that'll help me a little bit financially. And by doing that, amen, they miss prayer meeting. Amen, and they miss church. And they miss prayer time. And their Bible lies dormant. What's going on? I tell you, something's a calling them. Amen, to go out into a far country. Sometimes it's that almighty dollar. Amen, sometimes maybe it's fame or promotion. Amen. If you just get away and you'll go in this direction, amen, you're going to be in the limelight. You'll have the spotlight on you. Amen. You'll be a success. Amen. You'll really obtain something. And the devil begins to pull them and tell them you can't obtain it. Amen. Living in the holiness church and serving the Lord, you're going to have to give over to the world to get anything in life. Amen. I tell you, the devil's a liar and the father of liars. Anything that you exchange and you give up in church to grab a hold of something of the world, you're going to wake up one day and realize I made a bad trade. I made a bad deal. Amen. Oh yeah, I can see here. Amen. Something got a hold of her. Amen. Until she turned her back. Maybe the children was reaching up. And they's a crying, don't leave us, mama. Maybe tears was flowing down her eyes. And they was saying, don't walk, don't go, mama. We want you to stay with us, mama. But mama turned and walked away.
day. And the Bible said she went back to her whoredoms. And she went back to her sin. Amen. What a terrible thing to backslide. To walk away from God. I'm talking about one that dug you out of a pit. One that saved your soul. One that healed your body. One that gave you peace. One that gave you joy. One that brought you out of the mire and the muck. And then to turn your back on him. Amen. They turned her back. She turned her back. And she walked away. Amen. But I want to preach to us about a little bit about her testimony. For it gives us these scriptures that after she left the family, left the home, amen, left a good home to sleep in the ditches. Left a good home, amen, to sleep, amen, on the park bench, amen, to sleep in the alleys, amen, to sleep wherever she could find a place. It said, therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns. You know how much he loves you? Amen. You might be in a bed of ease. You might be in a place of comfort. But I tell you, he loves a backslider so much until he said, I'll begin to hedge their way up. Amen. With thorns. In other words, nothing brings joy anymore. It used to be you found happiness there. It used to be it brought a little sin. It brought a little season of joy. But the seasons have changed. And now you look in the mirror. And you say, I'm miserable. I'm more miserable than I've ever been. You realize your loss. You realize eternity is coming up down the road. Amen. You're fixing to step across the line of worlds. And you're not saved. Amen. I want to tell you what he'll do. He'll hedge your way up with thorns. Amen. He'll make it where, amen, when you bump to the side, you'll say, oh, and you'll go over to the other side. Oh, what's wrong with you? I don't know. I don't know why my nerves is bad. I don't know why I'm physically like I am. I don't know why I can't sleep at night. I don't know what's going on. I tell you what's happening. He's hedging you up with thorns. He's making you miserable. He's making you where you begin to remember a time in your life when things was better than they are now. Some people has traded their salvation. Seems like I keep coming back to this. But they've traded it for money and wealth. That's right. They reached out and grabbed it. Amen. But the sad part about it is as the years roll on, what good does it matter? Amen. When you're, amen, Brother Archie, how old are you, brother? What difference does it make when you're 82? And if you got $10 million in the bank, amen, does it buy health? Does it buy strength? Amen, what good would $10 million do you tonight? If I had it, I don't, but that's my, but I don't. But if I wrote you a check tonight for $10 million, amen, would it do anything for you?
Couldn't help me very little, very little.
Amen, come on here now. Amen. You grab it as a young man. You reach out for it. And you say, hey, I'm going to retire. I'm going to travel the world. Amen. Well, I'm all for you traveling. But what good is it going to do you when you go to lay down in front of a casket? Amen. It don't matter when you get to heaven. Amen. If you've been to the Alps. Amen. If you've been to, travel the world over. He's not going to say, hey, you really did good. You saw the whole world. You went to every country. But he's going to say, is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you been saved? Have you accepted the blood? Are you washed in the blood of Jesus? Oh, yeah. I mean, I've read about rich men when it come down to die. Offering doctors, I'll make you a rich man if you'll just heal me. If you'll just give me longer to live, stretch out my time. Amen. I'll give you everything I got. I told you last night about that rich man on the Titanic. Offered his wealth to an individual, and they laughed at him, and said, what good would wealth do me at the bottom of the ocean? Amen. Help me a little while. I'm preaching to you. Amen. You're trying to hold on to something. Amen. You need to let it go and let God in your heart and ask God to forgive you. Amen. I'll hedge you up with thorns. I'll make a wall that she shall not find her path. I know what I'll do. And she starts down that path, and all of a sudden there's something blocking her there. Amen. What is this? It's God sealing that off. I can't go that way. I'll turn and I'll go over here. I'll figure this out. I'm smart. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna be trapped. I can figure it out. Hey man, they go down another path and it's walled up. What's going on? I pray God's cutting off every route of escape. He's making it where you've come here tonight. And he's come here to meet you and tell you, hey man, you need to come back to God. You need to be saved. Hey, you're going to die here in a little while. We're all going to go into eternity in a little while. Amen. And the only thing that matters is our name in the book. Are we washed in the blood? Are we a Christian? Amen. The walls are sealed up. She shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. Amen. That desire, that thing you're running for, it's in vain. You can't ever reach it. It's always out of your reach. It never brings satisfaction. Amen. Said, I will go and return to my husband. You know, she had some good intentions right here. Amen. But it's the next chapter before that Hosea goes and purchases her off the auction block. She never did. Her intentions was good. But she never did turn and go back home. He would have accepted her. He would have brought her back in. He would have forgiven her. She could have been brought back in the fold. Amen. But you know the devil had everything in such a way. But this is a word she said. For then was it better with me than now. Why did she want to go back? She began to remember. I remember when I had better days than I'm having now. I remember when I went to that altar. I remember crying right there. I remember shedding tears right here. I remember the Spirit of the Lord hitting me and shouting me all across the church. I remember my son praying. I remember God putting my home back together right here at this altar. And I want to ask you, wasn't it better then? Wasn't it better then than what you've got now? It was better then when I was in church. It was better then when the Holy Ghost, amen, would prick my heart. It was better then when I had conviction against sin. It was better then. But what about tonight? Miserable. What about tonight? Wretched. What about tonight? Feeling all alone. Like nobody loves me. And nobody cares. But I want to tell, there is one who loves you. And his name is Jesus. There is one who cares. And it's the Son of God. He come to seek and to save that which is lost. Lost. Miserable. Amen. She got to thinking about it. She said, you know, it was a whole lot better then than it is now. Amen. Something happened one day to the prodigal son. For you see, he had left home with an attitude. He had his pockets full of money. And Brother Mark Jordan, he had an attitude that said, you know, my dad is not as good an investor as I am. He's from the old school. He don't understand like I do. When I get in that far country, I am going to show him how to live. Hey man, I'm going to come back driving a big car. I know they didn't have car. Big chariot. I'm going to come back. Hey man. Hey man, I'm going to come back. Hey man, I'm going to be the talk of the town. He's telling me, don't go, son. He's telling me, son, it's a land that eateth up its inhabitants. It's a land that destroys. But I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be the exception, and I'm going to show him how it's all done. But guess what? In that far country of sin, amen, it began to devour him until it eat his wealth, until it eat his health, until it eat his character, until there was nothing left to him. And he got down in the hog pen and he got to feeding the swine. I want to tell you, the devil's plan is to get you down in the depths of the hog pen. He got down in the hog pen. The Bible said, Brother Austin, it said he came to himself. Hallelujah. He met himself. I tell you, the only way you're ever really going to get saved is you got to meet yourself. Your problem is you've been meeting somebody else. You keep running into this rich guy, and it ain't you. Amen. It's who you want to be, but it ain't you. You keep running into this guy that's a success, to this individual, and amen. But the Bible said he really came to himself. And he got down there and he got to realizing, and you know what he did? He remembered how it used to be. Woo! Do you remember how it used to be? Do you remember the love of God? Do you remember, amen, the presence of the Lord that made you weep like a baby? It came down in the midnight hour and healed you when you were sick. Amen. Oh, help me a little while. Amen. Brother Philip Guthrie's here. I tell you, I love to hear Brother Philip testify and the Spirit of the Lord come on him. Amen. And I'm not going to tell his testimony. He can tell you his testimony if he wants to tell you testimony. But I tell you, we got to preaching for a while down at a reform place for people that was in alcohol and drugs, and it was like a reform deal. We got to go in there and having church. We got to having church so good, finally, they got tired of us, I think, having church down there. We was busting them in for a little while to the church in vans. And I mean, folks, it's just liberty to pray with them, liberty in the services. And I remember one time in particular, Brother Philip got to testifying down there. Amen. He got to telling where Jesus brought him from. Woo! Amen. Some of them big old boys sitting over there while he got to weeping and crying and telling about the love of God. I looked across there, some of them big old grown men, tears are running down their face. You know what they was doing? They was remembering. He got to telling how good he felt, what God brought him out of. Amen. Told about his children and his wife, how God had blessed him. I got a good home, he said. He got to testifying about it. I seen them. Amen. Hey, hey, hey. He witnessed to them. They got to remembering. I remember when I wasn't hooked on drugs. I remember when my home was together. I remember. Prodigal son remembered back home in my father's house. Brother Lynn Head, are you helping me? Come up here and help me. Stand up here close to me. Amen. He remembered back in the father's house. He said there was bread and what?
And to spare.
And to spare. Bread! And bread to spare. That ain't all he remembered. Amen. He remembered where he was at. And he said, and I perish with hunger. I remember back yonder, I felt joy. Back yonder, I had peace. Back yonder, can you remember a few years ago? Amen. When the presence of God had come down on you. Amen. You'd shout in His presence. You'd rejoice in His Spirit. You left full. You left satisfied. Because God touched your life. remembered. He remembered. In my Father's house there's bread. Bread to spare, Brother John. Here, I perish with hunger. And then all of a sudden he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to arise. And I'm going to go back. Oh, I'm going to go back to my Father's house. Amen. Brother Gene, I don't think he was worried about the reception that much. He said, when I go back, I'm going to tell him, you know, I'll be a servant. Just let me be a hired servant. But I really feel like he knew the love of the Father. And he knew if I can just get back home, amen, if I can just get in his presence, amen. And sure enough, while he was a great way off, coming over the hillside, filthy and muck and mire all over him, amen, the Father glanced him at a distance, amen, and he come off the porch running, and the Bible said he ran to meet him, and he hugged him. He didn't stop and say, you need to take a bath. Ah, come on now. I want to tell you, I believe in living holiness, gun barrel straight. I believe in living a pure, sanctified life. But I also believe you got to be saved first. You're trying to live wholeness and conform to outward standards just to fit in, and you ain't saved, you're going straight to hell. Hear me tonight. It ain't in the sleeves. It's in the blood. After you get saved, you'll want to walk right. Well, you want to dress right. You want to live right. But I tell you what that boy wanted was the Father's love. He didn't inspect him. He hugged him. Hallelujah. He hugged him. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you a little bit. Amen. The Father said, come on home. You've been lost. You've been in the backfield condition. You've been miserable. But don't you remember? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? He loves you. Oh. I want you to see this picture. Out there, God speaks to him and says, there's an auction going on today. Amen. The one that left you. The one that left the children. There's an auction going on today. I don't know who owned her. I don't know who had hired her. Amen. I don't know. But on the auction block that day, I can see them as they placed up on that block a broken woman. No doubt, she wouldn't lift her head. Her hair was probably filthy and matted, hanging down in her face. Her clothes may have been tattered and torn. Different ones looked and said, she's not worth a piece of silver. Amen. Others walked by and laughed and mocked. She's used up. She's weak. She's no good. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. That's what the devil does to you when he gets through with you. You serve him when you're young. You get your life all scarred up and ruined. And when you get old, he puts you up on the old block and says, I don't need him no more. I don't need him no more. But oh, all of a sudden in that crowd steps Hosea. And Brother Thomas, he got to looking at her. And the Lord got to talking to him. You know what he got to see? And not what she was, but he got to seeing what she could be. He got to remembering how it used to be. And all of a sudden, I don't know how it was all done. Said he purchased her for 15 pieces of silver. I don't know if they auctioned it off. I don't know if it was a buy now. Amen. But all of a sudden, his voice comes ringing out. I'll pay the price. Amen. And I feel like when she heard that voice, amen, her head lifted just a little bit. You might be here tonight lost and backslid on God. You feel like this world's used you up. Devil's told you you waited too late and you can't be saved. But I want to tell you, can you hear his voice? Amen. I tell you what his voice will make you do, and what that spirit of conviction that you feel right now, it'll make you lift your head just a little bit. Amen. He purchased her. And he brought her back home. And you know what it is? He didn't put her out in the barn. Amen. He brought her in. He got a good hot tub of water for her. Amen. He went and got her clothes for her. Amen. He got some food on the table. He got her all. Amen. Fixed up. And a little while she come walking in. Amen. Beautiful. You know why? Amen. She got redeemed. She got redeemed. You know what make beauty out of ashes? You know what make you beautiful tonight? Is to let the Redeemer purchase you back. Lost, undone, backslid. But I want to tell you, get ready to give an altar call tonight. Somebody gets us a song. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. There's been times that people have walked away from the Lord. Turn their back on him. And when you see them, they have a facade about them that says, I'm having a time of my life. Amen. Sometimes they'll even say, the best thing I ever did is get out of church. I was bound. Amen. But I tell you, let them live just a few more days. And I've had them when I talk to them, and they said, Brother Steve, the biggest mistake I ever made was when I got out of church. Amen. When their children are lost and their families are destroyed and everything's in chaos. And they say, if only I would have stayed in church, kept my family in church and served God. Amen. Would you stand to your feet tonight? I'm preaching tonight, amen, on for then was it better with me than now. I want to ask you, backslider, sinner friend, do you remember a time where it was a whole lot better? I feel like tonight, I'll just be honest with you, I feel like I'm preaching to an older person tonight. And I really don't know exactly who you are, but I feel like I'm preaching to somebody that's gray-headed. Your strength's maybe not as strong as it used to be. You're here. You remember a time when things was different. I want to ask you, wouldn't you like to come back to the Father? Wouldn't you like to be saved? Amen. He's here today to save your soul. Would you bow your heads? Precious God of heaven, Lord, I've tried to preach, God, what you've laid on my heart tonight. I'm asking you to let conviction settle down in this building. If there's one among us that's not saved, God, that's lost, that you deal with their heart right now and bring them down to an old-fashioned altar. Let them remember how it used to be. While the church is praying, is there one right now? You're wanting to come. It's in your heart to come. Step out quickly. Make your way to the altar. I remember when I was a little boy. I remember when I was a young lady and the presence of the Lord touched my life. Why don't you come back to that tonight? Why don't you make your way back to this altar? Say, I want to give my heart to the Lord. I want to come back to the Father's house. What about it? Are you helping me pray, church? What about it? Will you come? I'm lost. I'm undone. I need Jesus. I'm miserable. I'm wretched. I'm in trouble. I'm sick. Oh, but you know what he said? I'll purchase you. I've already purchased you with my blood. Hey, man, just come on. What about it? Hey, man, maybe there's a young man here, young lady, a couple. Hey, man, you need Jesus. Why don't you come tonight? Oh, I want to give Jesus my heart. I'm lost. I'm undone. I'm in need of a Savior. I'm in need of a Savior. Hey, man, what about it? Hey, man, what about it, young folks? Do you need the Lord? Oh, do you feel the need to pray? Why don't you step out? Don't you remember when things was a whole lot better? Amen. When things was a whole lot better for you when you served the Lord. Amen. Anywhere in the building, will you come? Oh, will you come? Will you come and ask Jesus into your heart right now? Amen. Will you come?
A young man named Demas, as I can recall, a companion in the gospel.
Oh, listen tonight.
With the great apostle Paul. But he let this world crowd him, till finally one day he's forsaken the gospel. He turned and walked away. Oh, Demas, where did you go?
Where'd you go, Demas?
And why did you leave?
Why did you leave, Demas?
When God loved
when he loved you so,
so
much.
Oh, Demas.
Oh, will you come?
If you
only realize, if you only knew
how God
how much he loves you.
Of mercy.
Will you come?
Was still reaching.
Will you come? Maybe there's some here tonight you'd say, Brother Steve, I'd like a good season of prayer. I need to draw closer to the Lord. We've had good altar services every night. I'd like to draw closer tonight. I need God to help me. I'm battling things, or I just need to pray. Why don't you come? Need the Holy Ghost? Need a healing? Let's come in. Sinner friend, if you're here, why don't you step out and come tonight? Join this crowd. Say, I want to give Jesus my heart and life. Oh, I want to be born again. What about it? What about it, sinner friend? Will you come? I want to be saved. I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Will you come? Oh, that's right. Come on in, church. Let's gather in. Let's have a good season of prayer. Let's pray for these. Let's obey the Lord. Let's seek His holy name. Oh, ho, ho. Let's seek Him. Let's seek Him. Let's seek Him. That's right. Glory, 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 glory.
Oh, Demas.
Glory, glory, glory,
where
glory, glory.
Where did you go?
Oh, Jesus.
And why did
oh,
you
Jesus.
Leave? Knowing
oh,
God loved
Jesus.
You so.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Demas.
Come on, let's pray.
If you
only let's pray one for another.
Knew
let's get a burden tonight.
God's
this is the last altar service of this meeting. Oh, let's pour our hearts in these altars tonight. Oh, let's seek Him.